So, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, and keeping your eyes closed. We are going to pray in gratitude for all of our gifts. In an attitude of gratitude, glance back the last 24 hours, hour by hour, event by event, thanking God for every single gift we have experienced. This can lead eventually to more spontaneous gratitude as we start to recognize these gifts throughout our day. We pray for enlightenment so that the Spirit will help us to see ourselves more clearly, freed from defensiveness or blind spots. Continuing to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. We're going to survey the day or period since the last examine, paying attention to feelings, moods, thoughts, and urgings. Most often, our feelings are the best indicator of what is going on in our lives and where we need to listen to the voice of God's Spirit. It is important not to judge our feelings, but simply acknowledge them and accept them. Many of us were taught as children to consider certain feelings as good and other feelings as bad and unacceptable. The suppression of feelings that results from this judgmental attitude causes much loneliness and self-alienation. Spiritually, the rejection of feelings deadens our soul and blinds us to God's movements within. Simply pay attention to the whole range of feelings that surface when we welcome them. Ask, what is the call or nudging of God in this feeling of anxiety, boredom, fear, anger, impatience, resentment, regret, shame, doubt, confusion, envy, confidence, attraction, delight, peace, desire, etc. As we stay with whatever feelings are most intense, we try to let our prayer be the spontaneous cry of the heart. So I'm going to reread some of this stuff. basically, we're going to survey the day or period since our last examine, paying attention to moods, feelings, thoughts, or urgings. We don't judge them. And then we ask, what is God's call or nudging in this feeling? Pray for forgiveness for ways we have not lived up to the requirements of love in our relationship to God, to self, and to others. ask God's help to live with renewed hope and increased love of God and of others. Briefly consider what lies ahead in the immediate future. Events, appointments, tasks. Pay attention to feelings that arise spontaneously and share them with God in prayer as friend to friend. Continuing to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes. You don't have to do it right this second. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes.